Brethren, if we could take our seats, we could get started this morning. I'd like to use hymn number 165 to open up today's services, and the title is Love Divine. This morning to ask Brother Dave Demeries from the San Diego class to open with our morning resolve.
My morning resolve, my earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere towards all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare. I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust, come what may.
We've also asked Brother Dan Wessel of Albuquerque to read the manna for this morning. Dan?
December 1st, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Matthew 22:39. You would not want your neighbor to use brain and tongue in evil surmises and slanders against you, and you should not do so to him. The law of the Lord commands that all under his covenant shall take heed not to utter one solitary suspicion against a neighbor, and that if suspicion beyond knowledge be forced upon the mind by associated circumstances, the new mind shall promptly, with its native benevolence, counterbalance the suspicions by suggestions of the possibility of misinformation or misinterpretation, and always give the apparently guilty the benefit of the doubt. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Matthew 22:39.
Thank you, Brother Dan. When I was looking at different things this morning, and I read the manna, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, and I ended up flipping the manna to the back of it, and I decided that I would ask Brother John Harris if he could read a portion of the last thing in the manna. It's we're not going to read the last paragraph of it, but I'd like the rest of it read. It's entitled God's Purpose in Christianity.
God's Purpose in Christianity. Christians are in training for a glorious future work of bestowing blessings upon the whole world of mankind. It is this blessed scriptural fact that gives point to the Christian life. The trials of faith, the discipline, and the hours of patient toil in the Master's service would lose much of their meaning if, when the end of the narrow way of sacrifice is reached, there is to be nothing to do, nothing but an eternal idleness. The scriptures admonish us to put down self and selfishness in order that our hearts and minds may be filled and controlled by love. We are to love God and each other as he loves us. God manifested his love by the gift of his Son to be our Redeemer and our Redeemer of the whole world. Jesus demonstrated his love by the willing sacrifice of his earthly life as a ransom for Adam and his race condemned to death because of sin. It is clear that if we are moved by such love, we too will delight in the privilege of serving others. Unquestionably, one of the sweetest joys of the Christian is experienced in self-sacrificing efforts to help others. But the present life is short. Human frailties are the handicap which limit our feeble service. Almost before we realize in the eventide of life begins to spread its darkening shadows all around us. And if the Spirit of God and of Christ fills our hearts, we will feel that our service has been all too meager. That if it were possible, we would like to continue that service and increase it to the glory of God. It is the possibility of doing just this that the scriptures hold out to us as the great objective of Christian life. The Christian church made up of all the true followers of its master. And each of us is identified, as the Apostle Paul says, to be the divinely provided channel of blessing for all mankind. God promised Abraham that his seed would bless all the families of the earth. The apostle reveals that Christ and his church constitute that promised seed. Galatians 3:16-29. This great work of blessing is still future. It is the work of the thousand-year age when Christ and his church will reign as the spiritual rulers of the earth. The church participates in the first resurrection that she may live and reign with Christ. Revelation chapter 20, 4 and 5.
Thank you, Brother John. This morning when I read the manna, and then I stumbled across that, I'd never really read it before, but I thought it was very fitting to go with the manna today. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And this portion is really an introduction to those who buy the book to introduce them to the divine plan of the ages. But it was a very fitting section in front of it that I thought we should read. Today, our first speaker is Brother Tim Thomason, and he selected for his opening hymn number 128.